Democratic lawmakers are calling out former President Donald Trump for insightful rhetoric against federal officials and prosecutors. And new polling shows Mr. Trump is losing support among swing voters. Lisa Desjardins has more on what this means for his bid for the Republican presidential nomination.
Good morning, everyone.
In New York City, strong words and pushback at former local and former president Donald Trump.
You're not bringing that insurrection here, Donald Trump.
A group of Democratic lawmakers and community activists this morning defending the city's top prosecutor. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg heads an investigation that could lead to charges against Trump. Late last week, Trump warned on his Truth Social platform that charges could mean, quote, death and destruction. And in a post that was later deleted, the former president shared an image of himself with a baseball bat next to Bragg. Since then, Bragg received death threats, including an envelope with white powder in it. New York Congressman Adriano Espaillat.
We will not be intimidated as a community by threats, and we're here to watch our DA's back.
It's a big hello to Texas.
But in Texas over the weekend,
it's great to be back.
Trump supporters crowded by the thousands to support him as he railed against Bragg and anyone investigating him.
From the beginning, it's been one witch hunt and phony investigation after another.
Trump, never shy from controversy, stirred more with this first campaign rally of his 2024 run, simply with the location, Waco. In 1993, the nation watched as a standoff in Waco between federal agents and a religious cult led to 86 deaths. The event has become a touchstone for some, including violent extremist groups. And the weeks-long siege happened exactly 30 years ago. During his speech, Trump seized on anti-government fears with vivid imagery referencing violence.
The only way to stop these arsonists is to rebuke and reject this evil persecution by sending us straight back to the White House.
The rally included a recording of the national anthem by people incarcerated for rioting on January 6th. Trump himself disparaged prosecutors and the Biden administration, telling supporters,
"You will be vindicated and proud, and the thugs and criminals who are corrupting our justice system will be defeated, discredited, and totally disgraced." That's what's
happening. Trump continues to rile up his loyal base, new polling shows he has convinced roughly 4 in 10 Americans he is the victim of a witch hunt. While the majority of those asked in the latest PBS NewsHour NPR Mayor's poll say investigations of Trump are fair. But that figure is much smaller, less than 1 in 5 for Republicans. There is also deep divide over his guilt or innocence. Nearly half of Americans say Trump has done something illegal. Less than a quarter say he's done nothing wrong at all. But that sentiment reverses for Republicans, with just 10% saying Trump's broken the law and nearly half believing Trump has committed no wrongdoing, legal or ethical. It adds up to a Trump grip on GOP loyalty. 3/4 of Republicans would like to see him be president again. But critical independent voters, nearly 2/3 of them, do not want him back, setting up a dilemma for the GOP.
For Donald Trump, it remains all about his base.
Lee Maringoff is the director of the Marist College Institute for Public Opinion.
So if you're going to be elected, you need to have your core intact, and it's largely intact for him. But you also need to get a good swipe of the independents. And that right now seems more in doubt because of the concerns over what he's going through right now in terms of the investigations and where that might play out.
But for the Trump supporters at his Waco rally, there's only one choice.
If Trump got arrested for the charges they're talking about now, I would vote for him 10 times over. I just don't believe there's anything to it. And even if there is, so what? You know, it's his own private life. So what?
Donald Trump is for America and he fights for Americans. The far left doesn't like that, and so that's why they keep attacking him.
Supporters show few doubts, but a host of questions remain over Trump's legal and political future. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.